It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Good morning. It is time for the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm Neva Pyatt, your host, sitting in the chair this morning, pushing all the buttons and all that kind of stuff. Miss Monica's over there running the iPad, and our guest today, Lee Schrader. We missed you last month when you were sick, but we prayed for you.
Well, thank you for missing me, and thank you for praying for me. And here I am, healed and well.
Healed and well. Yeah. Amen. Our Facebook sponsor today is Barbara Dyson Ford. We appreciate each one of our sponsors so very much. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can post it right on our Facebook page, and about halfway through the program, we'll stop and pray for you. Or you can send it to our email, hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can send it to our texting line, 580-485-0837. We do record in two parts, and we put it over on our website, therockchristianmusic.com, when the program is over. So you can go there if you have a friend that doesn't do Facebook, or maybe you're going to be traveling and you missed a program, you can go there and you can pick it up. I think maybe I've covered everything, Lee. Will you pray to start us out?
Sure. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to be together, and I thank you, Father, for Neva, and I thank you, Father, for Monica. And I thank you, Father, for everybody that's listening now and will listen in the future. And this is what I pray. I always like to pray this prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, where Paul says in verse 15, "Wherefore, ever since I've heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and seated him at your right hand in the heavenly places, far above all name, and not every power that's named in this world and that which is to come." And I thank you, Father, that means revelation. Continue revelation for me, continue revelation for Neva, continue revelation for Monica, and a new revelation for everybody that's listening, and me too. And I just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're ready.
All right. Well, we got a little experiment going on here this morning, and it's Monica's fault, just so you know. Because last time I was here, she said, "Well, would you like something to put your books on?" And so she whipped out a tray or something, a TV tray, and I thought, man, I've got the goods at the house. So here I am.
You are all rigged up.
With my portable podium that was made for me by a friend almost 50 years ago and 48 years ago, and it's made out of cedar. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. And a TV tray from Walmart. So one of those $8 ones. But the title of today is "Where Were You, Jesus?" But I want to just briefly touch on why I wasn't here last time, okay? And the reason was turns out that I went to the doctor because I was having cluster headaches and migraines real bad. I mean, wow. And with that came a lot of drainage and this horrible cough. So I went to the urgent center, and Kathy said, "Well, you're there, have them test you for COVID." So I did. Well, I tested positive. So that put the quietus to me being around people. And it all started March 22nd, sometime around then. And anyway, for those of you who have suffered with migraines, it was awful. And cluster headaches and migraines are the same thing. It's just that cluster means what it is. It's a group of them, and they're all centered in one place in your head. But I just want everybody to know that I practice what I preach. And the only way I could get relief, there was two ways. One was to take a pill, which I eventually caved and did. And the other way was it didn't matter if I lied down, sat up, stood in my head. It didn't matter. I couldn't get the pressure off my head the only way I could was to stand up and walk around. And so when I'd stand up and walk around, I'd confess the word.
Mm-hmm.
I practice what I preach.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I do.
Amen.
I practice what I preach. And so, and I could get some relief, you know, but anyway, so the reason I was not, no, I don't, I believe in taking medicine. As I always say, you know, if you ever, somebody says to me, Brother Lee, we've just, you know, if I prayed for him, do you think I ought to go see the doctor? The answer is yes. Because if you ask me that question, then you don't have the level of faith to just totally walk in complete divine health. Okay. So it's okay. You know, and I suffered with migraines since I was a boy, and I didn't know that they were migraines. I just thought they were just horrendous headaches.
Mm.
Didn't know and didn't discover that there were migraines till I was in my 30s, and then I began to self-medicate. And I had a routine where I would, in Tulsa when I was living there, I would go to the Quick Trip and I'd get me a Mountain Dew on ice. What you do is important. We okay? Mm-hmm. Something I heard of. And I'd go and I'd get me a package of pain aids, which is an Excedrin, which is Tylenol, acetaminophen, 500 milligrams in each pill, and had caffeine in it. Caffeine was the secret ingredient, okay? And then I'd get a package of two ibuprofens. And I'd take all four of those pills and down that Mountain Dew, and it would make the headache tolerable, but it would still not do it. And whole time I'm believing I'm healed, you know. God will always give you a path to wholeness. He'll always give you a path to redemption, to deliverance, from freedom from whatever you're in at the level of faith that you're at. All these prayer requests that we pray for people many times are, I'm always amazed, and I've expressed this to Neva and Monica, and I've expressed it to my wife all the time, just how dire some of the circumstances are,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I've learned here in the 10 some odd years that I've been privileged to preach here. Thank you, by the way.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming so faithfully.
Thank you. It's made a tremendous difference in my life. Not in necessarily my, it has in my relationship with the Lord, but in my preparation and my presentation of the word, and I'm getting ready to make a change. The Lord has dealt with me about in a certain way to deliver the word of God, and it starts today here, if I can ever get past this. Anyway, so, but he'll always give you a path. You know, interesting thing about the Apostle Paul, if you read his letters, you know, he told Timothy, he said, Timothy was having some issues. He said, drink a little wine for your stomach's off and infirmities. There was a medicinal relief, you know. Sometimes you just need a good belch. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, that's, you know, you just need some kind of relief, you know. And so, and I was believing God for a way out of these migraines, and I went to see my doctor about another issue. This is back in the late 80s, okay, or no, mid-90s. Her name was Dr. Kayla Olmsted, an osteopath. And she said, "Oh, I've got a solution for you." And she wrote me a prescription for two medicines. The most people know it by Imitrex, but it's sumatriptan. And you take one of those and take one 500 milligram naproxen, which is same as Aleve, but it's just double the dose. You know, one Aleve over the counter is 220 milligrams. And anyway, if you'll take that, the headache will go away. And I'll tell you what, it was a miracle drug. I mean, it was like, wow. I mean, it worked. The problem with that, though, is whether it's whatever insurance provider I was on at the time, even now, they limit me to 9 pills a month. Mm. But normally I didn't need those 9 pills. I was able to stockpile. You know, I found that from my talking to my, when I went to get a physical a couple months ago, talking to my now current primary care physician, Dr. Daniel Wooster, who's a believer and an osteopath. I told him, I said, I don't know if I should admit this to you or not. But I took this, that, and that to try to relieve the pain. And he said, people, everybody I know, including myself, stocks piles their medicines. Because when I would get a prescription, Doug, I would, like, take it one or two times and then keep it. I don't like to take pills. I don't like to take drugs. I don't like to take medicine, especially opiates. Because just bear with me on this. Opiates, they end up giving you headaches anyway. That'd be hydrocodone, acetaminophen 3, any cough medicines, anything that's got codeine in it or some kind of morphine or something. The end result is that's why people get addicted to that stuff. It's not because they like the feeling. It's because it's to get rid of the after effects. Being a former drug user, and when I used heroin, that you kept doing heroin to not only because you enjoy the effects of it, but to get rid of the symptoms, the withdrawal symptoms, the headaches and the chills and the shakes and all that stuff. Okay, I've been there. So anyway, it was a miracle drug, and there are times even here where sometimes I would get like one or two a month. And I found out that they're environmental, too. You know what's... And before that one or two a month, Neva, you know what was causing a lot of those migraines?
No, what?
Gluttony.
Really?
I'm throwing it out there today. Mm-hmm. I'm throwing it out there, mm-hmm. Okay? Gluttony. You say, well, you don't look... You're not fat. No, I'm not. Doesn't mean I wasn't a glutton. And that's right. My problem was ice cream. Now, I have at times, I remember when Haley was here, you know, I taught everybody how to do ice cream. Remember I taught about the mic? And she still does it. You know, she told me that before. You take the Haagen-Dazs and you put it in, and you take the whole pint of Haagen-Dazs and you put it in the microwave and you put it in there for like 20 seconds just to soften it up just a skosh. And the way I learned that was because back in the 80s when I started eating Haagen-Dazs, on the package it says more flavorful. It doesn't say it anymore. More flavorful in a softened state. And it's true about ice cream. If when it's real frozen, why waste your time eating it? You can't even taste it, you know? It's best when it's melted just a little bit. So anyway, and it came to a peak, and I learned, I became a glutton with ice cream when I was 7 years old. Mm. Now, all my life, especially when I was a boy, you think I'm hyper now. I was a handful when I was a little boy. Man, and skinny. You know, I could eat, you know, eat 12 pancakes and 4 slices of bacon and 3 eggs and be hungry by the middle of the morning, you know, just a lot of just metabolism, you know. And so I have a episodic memory. And what that means, I don't have a photographic memory, but if it's got emotion connected to it, I probably remember it. Mm. Now, Neva, that's good and then that's bad.
Mm-hmm. I can see both sides of that.
Yeah, so I remember a lot of the good stuff, and a lot of the bad stuff. Okay, I do, and it's just, I went to my high school reunion, 50-year reunion, right in the middle of March, right after all this started with these cluster headaches and all that business, you know. And I'm there, and I'm just spouting off memories. No, that's the baby. People are going, Lee, how do you remember this stuff? I can't even remember what I did 2 weeks ago. Well, it's a gift from God. Mm-hmm. We see it in manifestation. I mean, all the scriptures that come out of me and blah, 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 you know. Well, anyway, so one evening, I'm sitting here in the den with my dad watching TV. I don't know, Twilight Zone, something. I don't know. We're watching, you know, watching Route 66. I was 7 years old, so we had a black and white TV. And dad gets up and walks out of the den, goes into the dining room, goes into the kitchen, hear him open that refrigerator door, and I did this, and I looked around the side to see what he's doing, and he whoops out a half gallon of lime sherbet and a half gallon of orange sherbet. Mm. And I watched him, when he put both of them, piled his bowl up high, and he sat down, and I said, can I have some of that? He said, sure. So I walked in there, and I did the same thing, and I mean, here's the thing about sin. The Bible says it's pleasurable for a season. People who have affairs, have emotional affairs and sexual affairs and commit adultery, it makes them feel good for a while because it kicks in the endorphins, but there's always that remorse and that condemnation that comes with sin. And it was the same way with the gluttony. So, man, I went in there, I made me a bowl, and that was the start of me just being an ice cream aholic. I mean, all my life. If I had $2 and that's all I had and I was going to eat something, it was going to be ice cream. Okay? Monica knows where I'm coming from. Her thing wasn't ice cream, but anyway, so. But you get my point here. And it came to a peak here in Elk City. And this is the way sin works. This is what an alcoholic does. This is what a child abuser does. This is what people who sin do. They do it. They cave and they say, "I'll never do it again. This is it. This is the last time." Okay. And the Walmart here in Elk City, the Supercenter. You know all those greeters? They all know me because it's like my 7-Eleven. Mm-hmm. I still go in there 2-3 times a week just to get a carton of milk or whatever, you know. And I would go in there every day. Every day.
Get that Häagen-Dazs ice cream.
That or a half gallon of Bluebell homemade vanilla. Mm. That's good stuff, too. And a pint of gelato. Yeah, their coffee ice cream. Oh, man. Look out. Man, is that good. And I'd tell myself, okay. And I'd go in there and I'd get it. And I'd go to my house here in Elk City, and I'd sit down and look at my iPad, and that thing of gelato and Häagen-Dazs would be gone. Okay. Then I'd wake up the next morning with a headache. Mm-hmm. Migraine. It was all the sugar. You know, what you ingest, what you do, your diet spiritually, I'm talking about here, you know, on your TV and your books, whatever, what you eat, you become. And it's so, that's why I'm always emphasizing meditating and spending time in God's Word. Okay? Well, I had an epiphany. The Holy Spirit was dealing with me. Stop it. We're talking about years. Since I was 7. And I'm 68 years old. So, 66 years old, finally. Yeah. 3 years ago. I was 65. Finally, the Lord dealt with me. He's real patient, but he won't give up. He's persistent, Monica. No, let me pick on Neva. Neva. He knows you by name. He knows every hair in your head is numbered. That's how well he knows you. You know, don't you want to quit doing that? So finally, I walked into Walmart. This was September 29th, 2019. And I walked into that Walmart here in Elk City, in the food side, and walked straight past the produce, right in the first aisle where the frozen is, and right where that first door is. And there's all the ice cream, and I opened it up, and I looked at it, and I just said, no. And from that day, this guy has never eaten any ice cream.
Wow. Not any, huh? Mm-mm.
Now, there is one exception. I took my grandson to Jason's Deli one time, and they had those little tiny ice cream cones, and he said, Pop, let's go get an ice cream cone. So, okay. So, went up there and kind of licked on it a little bit, you know, but that doesn't count. But no. And many times, Neva, I'm sitting on my couch there, and right down the street here. Uh-huh. You know where I live. Both of you know where I live. Uh-huh. And it goes, and from there's a voice from the Walmart going, Lee. That's the Häagen-Dazs calling me. And then the gelato will go, Lee. And then the Bluebell will go, Lee. And there's a chorus. And I say, no, I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to gluttony. I'm not caving anymore. And that decreased the migraines a bunch.
Now, Joe used to have a farmhand that helped him milk. And he had migraines all the time. And he finally discovered down the road he was allergic to milk.
There you go. There's always a path out of there. Uh-huh. You know, there's God's going to provide you a way.
That's right.
Now, let me say something. This is a conviction I have. It's not for you. It's not for you. But it is for me. But I have a conviction about medicine. I've already told you. We want to go to my house right now and go look at my little medicine cabinet that's in my washroom. It's got about 24 pill bottles in there over 30 years. And in my refrigerator, some cough medicine. It's all stuff that I've just stockpiled. Because occasionally somebody, you know, say, I got a headache. Oh, Dr. Lee can take care of you. it's illegal. But anyway, it's just there, you know. But don't use it. you know, July 12th, 1974, I got delivered from drugs. Monica, delivered. Gone. It's not a problem. I don't drink alcohol. I don't abuse drugs. Just don't. So, but occasionally one would crop in. Well, anyway, right before I went to my high school reunion, those migraines started. And a symptom of them is excessive drainage. I thought, well, because, you know, there's a lot of cedar pollen going around and blah, 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 so on and so forth. People were complaining about that. So I was taking, you know, you're supposed to take either one Claritin and one Allegra in 24 hours. I was taking two a day, one in the morning and then one at night just to get, just because, and I was trying to figure out a way, you know. And like I said, the only way I could get relief was to stand up and walk around and confess the word of God. Didn't get rid of the headache, but at least it took the pressure off my head, and it felt, I started feeling better, okay? Practice what I preach. And I wouldn't take the pills because, like I told you, I was only limited to 9 a month. So, okay, so I tell myself, I'm going to ride this one out. And I just, it just, about 2 a.m, I'd give up, and I'd just lay there in bed and tossing and turning, and, you know, and I'd get up and I'd take it. Then I ran out. But the God provided a way. He gave me favor with Walgreens. They said, the pharmacist in Broken Arrow said, not supposed to do this. But she gave me another batch. And then found another source. Not illegal, all legal. Everything's legal, okay? But you've got to get, you've got to figure out what's going on. So, and then, so I went to the emergency, urgent center right down here on 3rd Street. And then the now we have nurse practitioners, okay? So the NP comes in and says, well, Mr. Schrader, he said, you're going to love my response. He said, Mr. Schrader, you've tested positive for COVID. Have you taken the vaccination? You know what my response was? If the vaccine works, why are you asking me? He just turned around and said, I'm going to go write you a prescription. It was for the cough medicine, okay? He couldn't, you know. If the vaccine works, why are you asking me? Anyway. So,
because they know lots of people get COVID. Joe had 2 shots and still got COVID.
I rest my case. Anyway, my point with all this is, but God provided me a pathway. So I had to limit myself at work. I would go in at night. Didn't go home. Kathy wouldn't let me come home. No sense of being quarantined and socially distanced at work if I can't even, if you're one part, you know.
So. Right.
So, but anyway. I'm healthy. I'm free. The headaches have stopped. The Lord showed me a path from the headaches. Mm-hmm. Went to a chiropractor, Dr. Rebecca Smith. She's the best I've ever been to. She is good. A plug for Dr. Rebecca Smith. She is a believer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she is.
And Tyler, you know her.